Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Remax, above the crowd.
Good morning all, and greetings to, especially if anybody's listening who was out a couple of Saturdays ago doing the ocean cleanup, and it was a rather wet experience in the Western Cape, but around the country it was a great success. We managed to just scratch the surface of a huge topic here, and that is plastic waste in the oceans and on the shorelines. And with us this morning, not because we have anything against him, but because he is one of those people who really runs with the target, and that is John Keyser of the Plastics Federation. John, you are behind a lot of these awareness campaigns, cleanup campaigns, and you've been doing it for a long time. Are we making headway?
John, in one word, no. Unfortunately, right. Not. There's a 10% increase of
waste. He's noted for his honesty, I might say.
Yeah, no. We are not winning. No, it's getting worse every year. We can see that. We can see that in our statistics. We are not winning. Unfortunately, down in Cape Town, the city of Cape Town works very hard at cleaning the area, but dumping is still very much an issue. A lot of that flows down the rivers and then eventually into the sea. I can't say the same for the other metros. Unfortunately, their waste management is not in par as in Cape Town, so there's a lot of plastic leakage from these areas.
But from the awareness point of view, you work with school children, young people, and across the board. The awareness is better now than it was.
Oh, yeah. And I think social communications, Facebook and all those social platforms has helped a lot. And we've been talking about, for instance, just as an example, the issue of plastic straws on the coastline for 25 years. Mm. It's been a major issue. But only in the last year and a half has there been such a push for people to stop using plastic straws and to refuse it. So there's been this wonderful change towards other products. And I'm glad that there are so many paper straws around at the moment.
Yes, I always make a point of trying to get the paper straws a whole lot of new materials that make really good straws.
Yeah, it sounds that I'm shooting myself in the foot here. I'm from the plastics industry. But at the end of the day, I'm an environmentalist. My value system lies there. And if you design and make a product that doesn't have any recycling collection for recycling or recycling in its life cycle, then don't make it, because it will end up either in the landfill, hopefully, or otherwise it will just end up being littered.
There's just so much in this area. I'm reading about the plastics, ocean plastic cleanup, ocean cleanup it's called, which was started by the amazing young man. He was at school when he started it, Boyan Slat, who's now in his mid-20s, and he's been doing it for 7 or 8 years, and they're actually pulling in a lot of this huge garbage patch, the plastic garbage patch in the Pacific, it's called. So that's one uptick story. You're soldiering on uphill, but at least you're soldiering on, and you're clearing up the harbours as well. I didn't even know that you went in and pulled out the stuff from
in Cape Town. That was probably one of our most successful cleanups. We had three. Two of them was done by scubas, and then one free divers, the Tart Bay, and then Cork Bay was done in Falls Bay Yacht Club. It's always interesting to see what people take out of harbours. It's obviously always heavy stuff, very little plastics, but there are obviously the plastics that have a high density that we still find underneath as well, and that's the problem. A lot of these plastics we pick up on our beaches all the time. There is actually a lot of plastics lying at the bottom of the sea. And we're trying our best to try and get to those as well and get some more statistics and more information about the amount and where these plastics collate in areas. Falls Bay, for instance, there is some research being done at the moment to see where is there especially large volumes of plastics lying at the bottom of the sea.
Well, the message is don't contribute to the problem. Don't be part of the problem. Be aware, and I know most people are very aware and will not willfully throw things away or do irresponsible things, but to get out there to the huge areas which need attention. Mm. That's what John Keyser does. He puts all his attention into it, 360 days a year. And even though he believes that it's going backwards, he's...
No, you have to. You cannot stop. You know, we were supposed to do a cleanup on Robben Island, for instance, and I had to get all the ID numbers of all the volunteers. We haven't gone over because of the poor weather conditions. And I looked at all those ID numbers and I realized, oh my heavens, I'm the oldest person going over. And then suddenly you start sitting there and you start thinking, I've been doing this for 25 years. And sadly, you sometimes get despondent. You look around, you think, it's especially some pictures I got from Durban, it's getting worse.
Well...
But we have to soldier on.
But it's a lovely weekend. Don't think about the problems. Think about the solutions.
Thank you.
And thanks so much to John Keyser, who does so much of this thankless and difficult task of marshalling the forces, but he marshals them very well. Thanks for coming in to chat about plastic waste on our coasts and oceans, John. And
John, thank you very much.
Never let it out of your mind.
No, please.
Be aware of it all the time. You've been listening to Being Green. I'm John Richards. We were speaking to John Keyser of the Plastics Federation. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. RE/MAX, above the crowd.
A global challenge to environmentalists is to make all people aware of how their behavior impacts on the Earth's natural resources. How we tread as individuals, corporates, and government affects the circle of life. Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living is committed to the health and well-being of your family. This starts with your home and ends with your planet. That's why Galinda is the proud sponsor of Being Green on Fine Music Radio. For now and future generations, RE/MAX, above the crowd.